fine report, news and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. The president hospitalized with viral pneumonia. Details after this.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that vice grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of vice grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for vice grip that we haven't heard about. That's because vice grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about vice grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a vice grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name vice grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a vice grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
President Nixon was admitted to Bethesda Naval Hospital, Maryland, just outside of Washington at 9:17 last night, Eastern Time. He is suffering a case of what is officially described as viral pneumonia. The president looked a bit shaky as he entered the hospital. News Secretary Ronald Ziegler said Mr. Nixon was, quote, a little weak. The president's personal White House physician, Dr. Walter Tkach, said Mr. Nixon was in excellent spirits and that the doctor expects the president to be out of the hospital in 1 week or less. Yesterday morning, about 5:30, the president complained of pain in his right chest. Dr. Tkach was called in. He diagnosed the trouble at that time as viral pneumonia. No public announcement was made. The president worked the day. Late in the day, x-rays were taken. Dr. Tkach then insisted, he says, that the president be hospitalized. The White House made a public announcement at 8:35 p.m. Washington time as the president was being driven away by automobile to the hospital. Dr. Tkach says the president's treatment will consist of what is known medically as supportive therapy, that is, bed rest, sedatives, and close observation. The doctor says the president's temperature has ranged between 101 and 102 degrees. In answer to questions, Dr. Tkach emphasized that there is nothing more, nothing less wrong with the president's health than viral pneumonia. This is the first time Mr. Nixon has been hospitalized since 1960 when he banged his knee on a car door campaigning. The president has been blessed with excellent health, as he once put it, all of his life. He recently bragged, as he had before, that he never really had missed a day's work because of illness, that he could never recall suffering so much as a migraine headache. His White House doctors repeatedly have said the president is in excellent physical condition. Their steady examinations have turned up no problems, the doctors say. Their only recommendation for possible improvement all along has been that Mr. Nixon needs to exercise more. The president once tried to golf a little, and he has bowled a bit since becoming the president, but he has neither golfed nor bowled lately, so far as anyone can determine. He walks little and does not take calisthenics. Not that anyone has suggested that regular exercise would have prevented the viral pneumonia he now suffers. The important thing is, unless there are complications, and that is unexpected, unless there are complications, the president should be hospitalized a week at most. Now, what he will be able to do immediately after his release, his doctors indicate it is simply too soon to say. The impression is left that Mr. Nixon should be able to resume more or less his regular necessary duties within a week or less. The meeting Mr. Nixon agreed to during the day yesterday with Senator Sam Ervin of the Watergate Investigating Committee, well, no one knows the status of that yet. Even before the president was hospitalized, it was said by the White House that the meeting, Mr. Nixon with Senator Ervin, would not take place before next week at the earliest. What about announcement of the new Phase 4 economic program the president was preparing? No word on that either. It may or may not be started in stages sometime next week, as was the previous tentative schedule. It depends on how rapidly, how well, the president recovers. If all goes as his doctors believe, he should be well within a week or 10 days, although he could require, as a precaution and as part of his full recuperation, more rest and less work for several weeks, if not months. He and we will just have to wait and see. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House, on First Line Report from CBS News.